Chapter 4. One day, Mother went to town on her own. The children went to the station to meet her. They arrived an hour before the train did. It was a wet and cold day. The children sat in the waiting room. The engineer and the fireman who had helped get Peter's train fixed came to the station. Bobby gave them a bag of toffee she had made for them. She asked, "Will you give Peter a ride in the engine one day?" "Of course I will," the engineer replied. The station wasn't very busy on a normal day, but today was not a normal day. There were lots of people crowding onto the platform. "Oh, something has happened," Peter cried. There was a man who was standing on the platform. He didn't speak English. No one could understand him. "I think he's French," one man said.
"He's not French."
"I know French," said Peter. The foreign man was very frightened.
"I'll deal with this. Everyone go home," said the station master.
But the man was too frightened. Bobby calmed him down. She took his hand and stroked his sleeve. She led him off the platform to the station master's office. When he sat down, the man started crying. Bobby gave him a handkerchief. Peter had an envelope that was full of foreign stamps in his pocket. The children showed the man the stamps. They tried to find out where he was from. When he pulled out the Russian stamp, the man pointed at it.
"He's Russian," said Peter.
Mother's train arrived. Peter, Phyllis, and the station master went to fetch Mother. Bobby stayed with the man. The man stood up when Mother came in and bowed to her. Mother spoke French beautifully. She talked to the Russian man.
"What is it?" asked the station master.
"He is Russian. He lost his ticket and he's very ill. I will take him home now. I will come back tomorrow and tell you everything," said Mother. The man bowed to the station master and gave Mother his arm. Peter and Phyllis ran home to light a fire, and Bobby ran to get the doctor. The doctor came to look at the man. "He has a bad cough, but he is worn out. He needs to go to bed," the doctor said. There was a big black trunk in Mother's room. She had never opened it. Bobby came upstairs and saw Mother open it. It was full of Father's clothes. "Why hasn't Father taken any of his clothes with him?" Bobby thought.
"Mother, Father isn't dead, is he?" Bobby asked.
"No, he'll come back to us one day. We just need to wait," Mother said. When the Russian man was asleep, Phyllis, Bobby, and Peter climbed into bed with Mother to hear all about the Russian. "He is a writer who wrote beautiful books about life in Russia. He wrote a book about the poor people and how to help them. The rich people in Russia didn't like it. They sent him to prison for 3 years," said Mother.
"What happened then?" asked Peter.
"He was sent to Siberia with murderers and horrible men. Then he was sent to the mines for life, just for writing that beautiful book," said Mother.
"How did he escape?" asked Bobby.
"He volunteered to go into the army. Then he ran away," said Mother.
"Why is he here?" asked Phyllis.
"His wife and children escaped to England when he went to prison. He has come to find them," said Mother. She was very upset. "When you say your prayers tonight, Ask God to show pity to all prisoners and captives, Mother told them. The children went to the station to tell Perks all about the Russian man. He gave them some strawberries to give to the Russian man. The children wanted to pick some flowers for the Russian man from the train tunnel. It was a long way from Three Chimneys, so Mother made lunch for the children to take with them. They walked down to the railway and heard a very strange sound. It was the sound of a landslide. The ground was sliding onto the railway, along with all the trees and flowers. The 11:29 train hasn't gone by yet. We must tell the station master. There will be a horrible accident if we don't, said Peter. We are too far away. It will be too late by the time we get there, said Bobby. Can we use the telegraph wires to send a message? Phyllis asked. We don't know how, said Peter. We can run down the rails and wave red things at the train, said Bobby. We don't have any red things, said Peter. We have our flannel petticoats. They're red, said Phyllis. The girls took off their petticoats, and the three children ran down the rails. Peter tore the petticoats to make two flags for each of the children. The children all knew that if they didn't stop the train, people might die. They stood on the line. Bobby felt sick. She was worried the train would go past and miss the flags. On the railway, the red light means stop, and the green light means go. Red flags would tell the train there was danger. The rails began to tremble, and the child could hear the rumbling of the train getting closer. Bobby held her breath. She was standing in the middle of the rails. Peter and Phyllis were standing at the side. They put two flags on either side of the line to warn the train as well. The train came around the corner very quickly. The children started waving their flags wildly. Stand back, Peter shouted. He grabbed Phyllis by the arm and dragged her back. But Bobby didn't move. She stood in the middle of the line and waved the flags. The engineer saw Bobby standing on the rails. He stopped the train. Bobby fainted and lay on the lines. She was still holding the flags. What's all this? The engineer called. There was a landslide round the corner, Peter shouted. The line is completely covered, said Phyllis. The engineer got out of the train and picked up Bobby. He took her to the train and laid her on the seat in the first-class carriage. The fireman went to look at the landslide. It was just like Peter and Phyllis had said. The engineer took the train back to the station. He told the station master everything that had happened. Bobby woke up. Can we go home? She asked. She felt very sick and just wanted to go home. There will be a reward for you all, said the station master. You saved a lot of lives. What sensible children you are, said the engineer. The passengers got off the train and cheered for the children. Phyllis and Peter were very happy. But Bobby couldn't stop thinking of all the bad things. What would it have been like if the train had crashed because they were not there? What would it have been like if the train hadn't seen the red flags and not stopped? How splendid! They're cheering for us, said Peter. We didn't get the flowers, was all Bobby said as the children walked home.